Okay, first case, please.
The first application on tonight's agenda is 11801. Allen Harim Farms LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback, sections 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of Woodland Ferry Road and Ellis Mill Road. The 911 address is 4526 Woodland Ferry Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 531, Map 15, Parcel 11. Specifically, they're requesting a 7.6-foot variance from the front yard setback. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay. Sir?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barry Neal, 22511 Atlanta Road, Seaford.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help my God.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Alamont from Tunnel and Razor. I'm representing Allen Harim Farms tonight. We, in particular, are seeking the variance from the 40-foot front setback requirement. And the applications that are in front of you, you will find that property is a property that is unique. The lot has existing chicken houses, if you refer to the survey, and a large shed right behind the home site. Although the home could be moved again, the foundation is complete, the well and septic are hooked up, and the home required new foundation that would come at considerable cost, which would be an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. Allen Harim brought this house in and had it placed there on site. The driveway comes in off the road and cuts into the property, limiting the space for the home site. And I believe I included Google Map. But if not, if I may approach, I'll have enough maps for everybody tonight.
We got the Google.
You have the Google map?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yes.
Now, the property cannot otherwise be developed. The property is a chicken farm with large chicken houses spanning the length of the property. The home site is defined and it's located at the northwest corner of the site near where the well and septic have been placed. Due to the other structures and the cost of the physical relocation, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. Therefore, compliance with the 40-foot setback would require the foundation to be destroyed and rebuilt, and such costs would constitute an exceptional practical difficulty. Now, as we discussed, the applicant paid a third party to move the home, and the applicant had no part in taking the measurements, conducting the survey, or moving the home. They just hired outside vendors to take care of that. The problem that the variance would remedy was not created by the applicant. Now, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood which a property is located, nor will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use and development of the adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. If you look at the map, and I have a larger map that also shows the area, there directly across the street is another chicken farm, which is also Allen Harim, and the rest of the area is, for the most part, agricultural and wooded. The property is currently a chicken farm and has been operating as one for some time. The area adjacent is wooded with other chicken farms directly across the street and a third about a quarter of a mile or so down the road. The essential character of the neighborhood is rural and agricultural and therefore will not be altered if the variance is granted. And then finally, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and would represent the least modification possible of the regulations that are at issue. And Mr. Neal, has everything that I shared this evening with the Board of Adjustment complete and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. And with that, we're willing to entertain any questions you all may have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Start down here with Mr. Mills. Excuse me.
No questions at this time.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
Is this a dwelling that was already on the property that was physically moved, or is it a newer placement of a dwelling?
It was a house that was moved from Maryland to this property.
Okay.
It was owned by Allen Harim in Maryland.
Okay. Was there a dwelling here before?
Yes, sir.
Has it been torn down?
Yes, sir. There was two dwellings, and they replaced it with this one newer dwelling.
And you say Regional Builders had the, had the contract to move the building and place it?
That's correct. And one of their subcontractors was the individual who went out and took the measurements, and he just took the measurements wrong, and nobody caught it before it was too late.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Rickman.
Well, I presume you got a permit to do this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you know, in there, it would say 40 feet for Regional. So if they went by the permit, and which we hope they did, but it looks like they didn't, they would have known it would have been 40 feet. What did you say to them, to Regional?
There's not much I could say at that point. That foundation was in and the septic was in. I mean,
okay,
it was a mistake that could be very costly if we...
Who picked up the permit? They did?
Excuse
did they
me?
Pick up the permit?
Yes.
So they did everything for you?
Yes.
No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
All righty. Mr. Wortman?
So it wasn't on the same foundation or nothing? You put all new foundation, everything new in it? And you just, it was a house there already in the same place?
Yes.
Okay, so you just tore that off and went somewhere near where the other house was set?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, no other questions?
Okay, and I have no questions. Mr. Trump, do you have any?
Yeah, who owns the property? Is it Alan Harim that owns it, or do you own it, Mr. Neal?
Alan Harim.
Okay. And take your representative of Alan Harim, is that?
I'm representing Regional Builders.
Okay, you're with Regional Builders, okay. And where's the well and septic on the property? I believe I saw it referenced in the...
There is a new septic right behind the house, a new, brand new LPP system. There was a cesspool type. I don't know if you're familiar with the older, just a cesspool.
Okay.
Okay, and then the well is on the other side of the drive, over in that little grass area. I guess you're looking at the same picture. Can I use it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You can use the pen.
Okay.
And you can pick a color and you can draw it on.
I guess I'm right there about where the dot is.
Uh-huh.
Is where the well is.
Okay.
And back, anyway, behind the house there is where the new septic and I don't know if I want to draw. Right around in there, behind the new house, is where the septic is. It's a new LPP system.
Okay.
And the well was over there.
That septic system would limit where the house could go?
Yeah, and there was a, like I said, there was a cesspool there where the house.
And the septic would also limit where the house could be placed.
Could
That's
be placed
correct.
That now, yeah.
And is there a difference between the front yard property line and edge of paving, as far as you know? Somebody measure from the front, from the edge of paving, instead of maybe where the property line would be?
I presume that's what happened. Yep.
Okay, so is there maybe 7.5 foot difference?
I think it's like 7 foot.
Okay. All right. And there's, I think, a shed to the rear of the house too, correct?
Yeah, it's like a...
The survey didn't really show where that was in proximity, but...
Could we blow that up a little bigger? I don't know if that's the old house or the new house.
It should be the old house. It's an older area.
I think the shed is gone now, too.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions, then. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Truck. Mr. Mills?
Yes, did you rely on someone else, a surveyor, someone to take care
no.
of your foundation?
Okay.
No. So someone in-house does that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. No other questions?
Mr. Ritter?
You said Regional. You represent Regional?
Yes, sir.
And you knew the applicant was going to cost him another $400 because of that mistake, correct?
Excuse me?
You knew that it would cost him another $400 on top of that moving fee. Or are you putting up the movement fee? Is that what you're saying? The variance fee?
The application fee.
Are we paying for the application fee? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I got where you are now.
The variance is considerably cheaper than the alternative.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, that's good. All right. No other questions?
Approximately, what would be a cost to move that?
Two.
Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Tens.
Have a bet of 10.
You want to check your permit from now on?
Certainly. That's an order.
Okay. Got one more, Mr. Question.
Yes.
Sure.
You did say you tore one house down. Is that correct?
The house was gone when I was awarded the job.
So the house to the right at the bottom corner, that's on a different parcel?
It's on the same parcel, but it's been removed also.
Oh, it has.
Since this.
It's the house on the right, the row of chicken house behind it.
Yeah.
It's been demoed. What they're going to do is they are rejuvenating this farm that was closed down to make it a laying farm.
Oh, okay.
And they shut down a farm in Maryland to move it to Delaware.
Oh, okay.
And it's been a chicken farm for
years.
Ever.
Sure has. Okay. No further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a uniqueness because of the septic in its location. Makes it difficult to develop it in strict conformity. Therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, Harum Farms, but their contractor who they relied on. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighbor of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion we approve case number 11801.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills? And a second by Mr. Rickards, excuse me, that we approve case number 11801. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11801 is approved.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening.
You too, sir.